بسم الله الاب والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين. السلام لكم وعليكم ومعكم. I chose the title of my talk to you today as the Virgin Mary and Sayyida Zainab, universal icons. I know very well, and I'm aware that when I say icon, you are sensitive about it. And you are thinking, what on earth is he going to talk about? Let me first explain what an icon is in Christianity before we jump into talking about the Virgin Mary and Sayyida Zainab. An icon in Christianity is a flat picture that has no third dimension. And this flat picture depicts either a person or an event. And when we watch an icon, we do not look at the icon. In Christianity, we look through the icon to meet the glory of God in the lessons we learn from either the life of this person or the meaningful event that is in the picture. So we do not worship the picture. We do not worship the people in the picture. What we do is we go through the picture to meet God. It is exactly like when you see this, these words, when you see Ya Aba Abdullah Assalamu Alaika, Ya Aba Abdullah Al Hussein, Ya Aba Al Fadl Al Abbas. When you read these words, you don't stop at the words, do you? You go beyond the words to think about the person and also to think about the action that God did through this person, right? So because of that, in Christianity, we talk about writing an icon, not painting an icon. Because the icon is a word written with colors and shapes. And those colors and shapes in the icon open a door for us to meet God in the people that lived and reflected the light of God in their lives, exactly like Sayyida Zainab and the Virgin Mary. Why am I talking about icons? Zainab and Mary are icons. Listen, I didn't say were icons. Sayyida Zainab and the Virgin Mary are icons. Because their lives were not a witness to themselves, but rather to God. When we look at them today, centuries after they lived, their great value and significance come from their faith and from their dedication to God. And they act like icons to point us to the glory of God. An icon is also a signpost. When you see a signpost directing you to a certain place, do you look at the signpost and see the metal and the writing? No. You look at the signpost and you think, I have to go this direction. The signpost itself doesn't point at itself. It points at the direction where we should go. This is what we mean by icons, signposts. And Sayyida Zainab, the importance of Sayyida Zainab, the importance of the Virgin Mary, come from the fact that they pointed at something beyond themselves. They pointed at the glory of God. Unfortunately, we live today in a society whose icons are celebrities, singers, actors, footballers. Who doesn't like football? We all like football. We look up to footballers. But all these icons are fake icons because they point at what? At themselves. And the only elements that people, and especially young generation, look at these icons, what do they say? What do they see in these icons? Three elements. They see fame, they see wealth, and they see physical beauty. Anything else? Any suggestions? I can't just find anything else. And we rarely find, very rarely, any one of those icons that they point at something beyond themselves. And because of that, unfortunately also, that most of these icons, and a lot of them, we witness that in our lives today. They fall victims to drugs and alcohol and all kinds of destructive ways that do not teach us a good lesson. Why I'm saying that? Because we should in our lives look at and look through the true icons that God has given us, like the Virgin Mary and Sayyida Zainab. Why is Mary a universal icon? Mary is the only female name mentioned in the Quran. I'm not here to teach you about the Quran. I'm here to share with you the unity between you and us, the common ground that we stand on. There is a whole chapter of Surah Maryam that unites us. The whole of the role of the Virgin Mary that unites us, exactly like Sayyida Zainab. In the Quran mentions that God breathed in Mary what? His own what? Spirit. His own spirit. The Quran names Jesus Christ as the Word of God, Kalimatullah. And St. John says in the narration, in his narrative of the Gospel, in the beginning was the Word. Also talks about Jesus Christ as the Word of God. And because the family is so important in the Middle East, and especially in Syria, because of the family relationships are so important, we call Jesus Christ the Son of God. Not to say that God got married, no. But we are saying that Jesus Christ comes from the Spirit of God. When God overshadowed Mary and gave her from His Spirit, and the fruits of this is a son, the son which is special. Can you imagine a young lady, a virgin, that knew no man, suddenly in our society would become pregnant? Can you imagine what would happen to her? Now we are all believing in God. If that happened to one of your daughters, what would you do? You would kill her. That is the seriousness that Mary faced. A virgin being visited by an angel, and you say, you would say to your daughter, now you're telling me an angel visited you? Would you believe her? No. And then, not only the angel visited her, and she is pregnant? 2,000 years ago, my friends, that would also be scandalous. And that was also unacceptable socially. And because of that, she was troubled by the visitation of the angel. But because she was an icon that reflected the light of God, the faith of God, she embraced this good news from God and faced the society and prevailed. They could have killed her, but God protected her because she was faithful, because she accepted what God called her to do and gave birth to Jesus. As a mother, she looked after this boy and helped him in order to realize the call of God to him and his role, which changed the face of history. She is a universal icon because she is a mother. A mother. And every woman who is a mother knows what Mary went through and what Sayyida Zainab went through. By being a mother, and a motherhood is a universal concept, and because of that, the Virgin Mary is a universal icon of motherhood. And after that, let's accompany Mary to the tragedy that made Mary suffer. When she took the baby Jesus to the temple, the Jewish temple, there was an old man, a very holy man. He came to her and said, a sword will pierce your soul too. And she held that sentence in her heart. And only when she looked and saw Jesus hanging on the cross, she felt the sword going deep in her soul and heart. That's what unites her with Sayyida Zainab. Standing in Karbala and looking at her sons and her brother being killed, Sayyida Zainab also had a sword pierced deep in her soul. But the importance of those two icons, Zainab and Mary, it comes from this tragedy, comes from this pain, comes from this suffering, comes from their faith that beyond the suffering, God prepares the joy for those who are faithful. We are united that out of the tragedy, according to Christianity, we have the resurrection. We have the joy of the resurrection. We have the joy of the kingdom of God being with us and in us. Sayyida Zainab and the Virgin Mary give us universal meaning of faithfulness, universal meaning of courage, universal meaning of modesty, universal meaning of purity. Because of that, it is unacceptable that a Muslim would touch a Christian in harm and vice versa. As Hussein, al-Imam, was shaheed, faced the corruption of Yazid, Jesus Christ faced the corruption of the religious system in his time. He faced the corruption of the religious leaders. And as Zainab observed this clash between her brother and the religious system, Mary observed the clash between Jesus and his own religious system and religious leaders. And those religious systems destroyed Jesus and Al-Imam Hussein. But they did not destroy the will of life, the faith in God. Because of that, yes, we should stand up to those corrupt systems, and especially religious systems, and go beyond our tragedies. Syria is full of tragedy. Iraq is full of tragedies. What do we do? Do we give up? No. We listen to Sayyida Zainab. We listen to Mary. They accompanied their members of families to death. But they rejoiced in their faith. They rejoiced in God, who is the source of joy. God is calling us, my dear brothers and friends. He is calling us to stand up to corruption, to violence, to those who are abusing religion in the name of God, to kill, and say, enough is enough, stop it. Because we have icons like Sayyida Zainab and the Virgin Mary, who taught us that faithfulness and courage are the fruits of real faith. Because of that, now I hope you understand why I call Sayyida Zainab and the Virgin Mary universal icons. Because we do not look at them, we look through them and through their lives to meet the glory of God the Most High.